everybody, and welcome to a bonus Crime and Sports. Yeah. Hello, Patreon, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome. I'm James.
I'm Jimmy.
There you go. You should know that by now if you're giving us money. Otherwise, you're giving money to strangers, which is very kind of you. Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
In this economy?
It's very strange of you to do it. So we assume you know who we are. So thank you. And we will be doing more Crime and Sports bonus. And and we do a lot of Small Town Murder bonus, and you have access to all that stuff. If you're a Crime and Sports person, you haven't listened to Small Town Murder yet, check it out, because you have so much back bonus shit you can listen to. There's like 30 bonus episodes, all sorts of stuff. We're gonna do a little thing here now. Our Crime and Sports bonuses, we're gonna kind of do some different stuff. We're gonna do like players that maybe had a tragic ending that weren't criminals, but were maybe their ending came from crime.
Sadness.
Your Sean Taylors, your Steve McNairs, your Lorenzen Wrights, your guys like that. We're going to have some tragic stuff. We're going to have some fun stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to do some different shit. And also some cases where there's got arrested a couple of times. Those are real funny, but not enough to really stretch it to a 2-hour plus episode. And, it would be a lot of us talking shit. So instead, we're going to do that today. We're going to start out with that and give you Dave Stewart, the pitcher for the major league pitcher for the A's and the Blue Jays and Texas World Series champion several times over here. Let's talk about Dave Stewart. Okay. Nickname?
All right.
Know the nickname?
No. Night Train?
No. Smoke.
Close.
Smoke, because he throws smoke.
Right.
That's not bad.
Does.
Which is also odd that he would accept that as a nickname, because I've also heard people use that as a racial slur. So... Have you not?
I have not.
You never heard that?
But it makes sense.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I believe, as a matter of fact, I believe on The Sopranos, somebody used that as a racial slur. And I was like, wow, I haven't heard that one since I was a kid from some uncle
saying,
or something.
Like, all these smokes around here?
Yeah, a couple of smokes. Yeah, smoke with a smoke. That's what it is. It's weird.
That sounds horrible.
Very, very weird. As a kid, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Makes you feel like they're getting clever with it.
I think my grandfather was partial to that one. He had a couple of ones that he was partial to. Mm. But it was very strange as a child. I didn't understand that.
My grandfather just went old school.
And the Italians all have euphemisms. They have nicknames for everybody, so they're even going to have nicknames for racial slurs. It's just one of those things. It's going to have their own shit. He asked me why I like Dave Winfield. I was like, I don't know, he's got a really good arm and he hits a lot of home runs.
Great player, Dad.
He was like, hey, he's a so-and-so. I'm like, what?
Oh, boy.
Why? I'm like, but he hits the ball really good. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't care what anybody is. He plays baseball well. This is great. I like
good
him.
Lord.
So Dave Stewart, born in Oakland, California, which... pretty cool. Grows up a Giants fan, which is interesting.
Really?
Considering, hurts the Giants.
Across the bay.
Yeah, there. His dad, his father was also David, so Dave is a junior.
No kidding.
Yes, I figured I'd wait a second to reveal that one. He is a junior. His father was a longshoreman, and his mother, Nathalie.
Oh.
I don't know if it's Natalie.
I'm sure it's Natalie.
But with an H for some reason. She worked at a cannery.
Okay.
So it's one of those deals.
Canning tomatoes or some shit.
These were hard working folk.
Yeah.
These are folks, they went to work in the morning and they came home tired at the end of the day. Stinking like fish.
Sweaty blue collar.
Imagine what that house smelled
like.
Oh,
boy.
Just fish. Yeah. A longshoreman and a fucking cannery worker. Wow. Apparently, Dave's father, they're such hard workers. Dave's father didn't even want Dave to play sports.
No.
Because he thought it was stupid and a waste of time.
I already got you a union position. Come on down. Well,
there's a job waiting for you down here. Hauling carts. You don't want to do that? The shit here.
Get down here and move the scallops.
Basically, he thought that no one could make a living hitting a ball, so why the hell would you do it?
Well, we can throw the ball, Dad.
And first of all, people even in the 50s and 60s made a living with ball. It happened, but I guess not enough people.
Sure.
So he said, what the hell are you doing here? You don't want to do that shit. Learn how to fucking can something. Mm-hmm. That's how you make a living.
Hell yeah.
So his older brother taught him how to play ball. Because his father had no interest in it. He spent he hung out at the East Oakland branch of the Oakland Boys Club there, so that helped him a lot. That's how he kept out of trouble and got into sports as a youth. He went to St. Elizabeth High School in Oakland. He was an All-America All-American in both baseball and football.
Well, how about this?
Yeah, and he looks like a football player. He looks like a big, tough son of a bitch. He played catcher back then, actually, which is weird. They put a lot of people with good arms at catcher because you
throw out the second
throw out, because otherwise, a lot of catchers back then, when you're kids, there's a lot of weak throwing catchers. So they'd if you could throw well and overhand, like a straight overhand, they would want you to be a catcher. For so somebody tried to make me a catcher when I was like 13. Really? I was like, fuck you.
Blow out my knees for this shit?
No way. I was fast. I'm like, I played center field. I'm like, I'm not fucking catching. What are you talking about? So also in football, he was a linebacker and a tight end. Mm-hmm. And as a small forward on the high school basketball team, he averaged 16 points a game.
He was good at everything.
Dave's an athlete, let's just say. He was offered, for football, he was offered 30 scholarships.
No kidding.
30. Imagine having 30 anybody wanting you to do anything.
As a kid, 30 people see you do something and they all want you to do that something for them.
I couldn't get 30 people to watch me do something. Never mind to get 30 people to want me to come there to make other people want to watch it. That's fucking crazy.
I can get 30 people in my own family to watch me do something.
Shit, no. So he turned down all the scholarships to sign with the Dodgers, who selected him in the 16th round of the draft.
Wow.
So he's selected in the 16th round and says, I'm taking that over football scholarships.
How about this?
And I think a lot of that probably is, A, you get to leave home right away. You get to go and you get to be on the road and you actually... You'll make a couple bucks, not a lot of money, but if you've made nothing, hey, you're making a few bucks. Whereas if you go to college, you're not going to have anything for four more years. So it makes sense. He was traded. He ends up being traded later on. He has an interesting time here. In 78, we'll just run through his. We're not going to go over every year of his career and all that here. It's a long one. Exactly. He ended up with, let's see, where's his ERA here? Here we go. He had an 80. He had a 2.49 ERA.
It's good.
Fucking really good. Yeah. Not too shabby at all. Where's his wins losses? This is a weirdly set up thing here. Very, very weird. So he's 4-3 with a 2.49 ERA. Uh-huh. Not bad. 82, he's 9-8 with a 3.81 ERA. 83, he's 10-4 with a 2.60 ERA, which is nasty for the Dodgers. Also in 83, another thing he was doing was helping Steve Howe snort coke in the bullpen.
No kidding.
Dave Stewart was his interference that he would run. I think we went over that in the show.
Stand in the fucking middle of the...
Dave Stewart. Yeah. So that tells me that I think Dave was probably taking a couple of sniffs himself because you don't run interference for people doing coke if you don't do it generally. And no one would ask you to.
Yeah.
Usually you do it for each other, I would think.
Stand right there, I'm about to do coke.
Yeah.
You don't say that to the guy that doesn't do coke.
Yeah, he'd be like, fucking don't do coke in here. Just don't do it here, stupid.
You get me involved in your shenanigans.
Fuck that. So he ends up being traded to Texas that year, just to kind of the whole thing they wanted. The Dodgers were trying to flush out. So he ends up being traded to Texas this year. So this is, oh my God, this is when it gets fucking funny here.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes to Texas. We should talk a little bit about, if you don't know who Dave Stewart is. Dave Stewart is a mean looking son of a bitch. Like as a child, when he would look and they'd show on TV, he would look down at the catcher. Right. I remember thinking if I would shit my pants if I was in that batter's box, because he threw fucking 94 miles an hour too, and he looked like he wanted to hurt you.
Right.
That just was the look on his face. Like if it was allowed, I would just hit you in the forehead with every pitch, even though that's not how he was.
Right.
His fucking face.
And worse off, if your pitcher had just been somebody, you know that the other team gets a chance to bean you. And Dave Stewart happens to be on the
guy.
Menu? Is he picking me? Am I the guy?
I hope not.
I didn't do anything,
Dave. Is smoke going to hit me now? I don't like this.
It wasn't me.
He's a frightening looking individual here. So he goes to Texas here. 84, he has a 4.73 ERA. And he's 7-14. So it really didn't work as well for him in Texas, which also makes sense because Texas is a hitter's park always. That humidity, the ball loves it, flies all over the fucking place, whereas in LA that's known as a pitcher's park. So there's a good reasons for that, but I don't know if it's from a 260 to a 4.73 difference.
It's a bit different.
Yeah, I feel like he just wasn't thrilled with what was happening here at that time. So 1985, he is with the Texas Rangers, and he's in L.A. at a certain point here. It's January the 13th.
Playing the Dodgers or the Angels?
No, January the 13th.
Oh, he's
at home.
Celebrating.
Yeah, he lives in L.A. because he played there first. So he's just living down there. And apparently he is near 6th and Crocker Streets in downtown L.A. Now, this is the Skid Row.
Yeah.
This is the Skid Row area. This is not a great area. Right. And in 1985... fucking
way worse.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Less people, but fucking bedlam and just absolute lunacy.
This is off the beaten path. This is nowhere near Sunset.
No.
This is way worse.
If you're a tourist and you find this place, you're really fucking lost and you need to turn around.
Or you're coming to one of our shows.
Or you're coming to our last LA show, which we're not doing like that anymore.
But that's where it is.
Yeah. We've come to a thing where we just had let's have a moratorium on dangerous neighborhoods, please. A couple of our venues were like, our people were sort of frightened to be stabbed on the way into the venue. Let's not do that anymore. So that's why this year and in the future, all the venues are in less scary neighborhoods.
Every building lining that street was shuttered except for a
theater. Yeah, that was. Yeah, that happened in a couple of cities where we're like,
boy.
Well, in L.A., though, to be fair, they weren't shuttered. It was just liquor store, gold store, pawn shop, liquor store, pawn shop, gold store.
It just had steel rolling doors.
Oh, yeah. All the doors were shut tight. Let's not go wrong. After dark, they close that place down, lock it like a fucking lock it tighter than a dolphin's asshole. Let's not get crazy
scary
here. Scary shit. So he's down in a very, very frightening area of town.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, a couple weeks before that, a few weeks before this, Olympic gold medalist Edwin Moses was arrested down here for soliciting sex from an undercover female officer.
Oh.
So, this is an area where they just busted a very famous athlete for, trying to bang a cop.
So they got all of them. They aren't looking anymore.
So, L.A. PD officers this one night, they report seeing a prostitute canvassing the area.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly nothing else better to do in L.A. than watch a prostitute to see when they make their next deal.
She's canvassing, James.
Who fucking cares?
She's trying to get Dukakis voted in.
She was. Imagine, she was. It was, it was 85. So she's angry that Mondale didn't win. She was a big Geraldine Ferraro supporter.
Hoping for that 88 election.
So she's looking forward to 88. She's pushing for fucking.
Already going hard for
Bush.
Is
Ted Kennedy running?
Who is it?
Bush won in 88.
Bush
Dukakis in 88.
There it is.
So oh my God, I just realized I know like every presidential matchup.
It's too many.
Since like the 1800s. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know them.
Whoa. I almost started saying them. I'm like, why would anyone care about that? All right. So, this area is obviously for whatever, but there's 85 in LA. Mm-hmm. You know how much fucking gang activity was going on? Do you know how much fucking violence was happening in 85 in LA?
Yeah.
And they're like, let's see what this hooker does.
Right.
What? That's what you're doing with your time?
Michael Jackson is filming videos with actual gangsters who stab each other.
Dancing.
Right.
And you're like...
And you're out here looking for...
Let's see how this hooker thing plays out.
I want to see her sachet.
I like how they put she's canvassing.
Right.
Like, I picture her with like a clipboard going around.
How many registered voters are here?
Can I count on your vote? Can we count on your vote in the 14th district? Right. This is important. $5 to fuck me, by the way. $5, you get a vote, and you can put it in my butthole. What do you say?
So, $5, half and half.
Hey, it's a half and half. $5, $2.50 each. So while they were watching this prostitute canvassing, they saw a person drive up in a car and motion this young lady over.
Come to me.
Come over here.
Right.
This person, by the way, is Dave Stewart.
Of course he is.
He's motioning over. Yeah. So the cops watch the prostitute get into the car. Then they watch Dave Stewart drive into the alley behind Crocker Street building.
Gross.
Okay. They waited a few minutes and they're like, let's go over there. They burst in. Vice officers.
Yeah.
Vice officers pop up out of nowhere to see what they call the prostitute performing a, quote, lewd act on him. So the prostitute is blowing Dave Stewart in this car, okay? So they get everybody out. of the thing, and it's a prostitute that's a known one. It's Lucille.
Right.
Her name's Lucille.
Yeah.
And it's Lucille, and they're like, "Hi, this is hi Lucille.
It's good to
How
see
you
you.
Doing?
Get that out of your mouth.
Yeah, get that out of your mouth. Who are you, sir? You know, it's this sort of thing here. No, it gets better. So now the issue here for Dave. I mean, obviously, no one wants to get caught getting blown.
Right.
That's embarrassing.
That's brutal.
But not nearly as embarrassing as the fact that Lucille has a penis.
Oh no, it's Lucas.
It's name's actually Tyler. So,
oh no, did Dave know?
Elson Tyler is Lucille.
Yeah.
So now we're not making any judgments.
No.
That's why I don't know what Lucille was. I don't want to call Lucille anything. I don't know what Lucille was saying that Lucille is. I don't know, whatever. So whatever. Lucille has a penis is the issue here. Let's just say that. Lucille has a penis that is not advertised.
In
put it that way.
In 85.
Yeah. So every newspaper is just like, Dave Stewart likes transvestites. That's the headline of every newspaper. One headline put it, quote, Rangers pitcher reads wrong curves.
Oh, hilarious. What is that, the New York Post?
No, that's fucking, that had to be the fucking Post, man. The reads wrong curves. Wow.
It could have been good with reads wrong signs.
Reads wrong signs, wrong signal. Almost
batting
ended up with
away.
A dick in his hand. I don't know. Lots of different things.
So good.
Batter up.
I mean, he could, for defending Dave Stewart, you could get on in your car, drive down the street, see a woman who's a prostitute, and go, hey, hop in. Then she gets in. You drive around a building, and you go, how much for a half? And after she goes, $5.
Yeah.
And then he goes, fuck.
Or worse, they go, $5.50? And you're like, listen here, Maysack Taylor, let's relax for a fucking minute.
But if he goes, $5.50.
Yeah.
And then you look around, you go, there's no other prostitute.
Oh, you have a 5 o'clock shadow.
And nobody else is going to know, $5.50 it is.
There you go.
Let's get this done.
Next thing you know, he's doing it.
Oh, no. Now
so,
cops.
So, Dave here, it's now the...
Shit, now everybody's going to know.
His lawyer said, quote, Mr. Stewart said he was unaware that Tyler was a male until after the arrest. Obviously, he's going to say that. Yeah. Hey, that's a dude. Oh, shit. He's a...
I thought she had a cold.
I know the voice sounded wrong and there's an Adam's apple, but
right.
Everyone has an Adam's apple. Maybe it was more pronounced. I don't know. Who am I to judge?
It's dark.
God, so he's a good tucker. What do you want from me? So, he's arrested there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The police commander about that, about him being unaware, he said, that was his statement, and we have reason to believe him. I guess Lucille...
It's pretty convincing.
Lucille is pretty fucking convincing, apparently. Apparently, he is not the first to fall for the Lucille ruse, is what the way they were saying it, I feel like.
Is this Dan DiBiase's girlfriend?
Yeah, and then a couple years later, when it happened to Eddie Murphy, Dave Stewart's like, see? It fucking happens.
Convincing, right, Ed?
See? The new granny had his fingers crossed. Right. Like,
God damn it.
Shit, she has a vagina.
And then Danny Bonaducci punched her.
And then pow. So he's divorced at this point, too. They said he's just got a divorce. He's got two daughters at this point, too, which is not great.
Damn it.
Yeah.
They're going to know.
Oh, yeah. He was released on his own recognizance. He was released on his own embarrassment. That's what they should call it. Not ROR. That's ROE. You're released on your own embarrassment. If you don't show up, then we're going to put a big thing out that we're looking for Dave because he was having sex with a woman with a dick,
right.
Blowing him. So
just show up.
Let's just show up and keep it all under the radar here. What do you say, guys?
Oh, poor bastard.
Oh, you know it, man. So he goes on to plead no contest to this.
Yeah.
Just no. I don't even want to talk about it. That says to me, I see him just waving his hands.
I don't want to testify.
Do what you want to do. I don't want to. Bah, 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 bah. I didn't hear it. I don't know.
I don't want to hear she had a dick even one more time.
One more time. No, do I have to just go to, can I just mail that in?
Is there a fine? I'll just send a cashier's check.
Something.
Done deal.
I'll do it. No contest to a lesser charge of soliciting a prostitute, and his judgment was a fine, probation, and a suspended sentence.
Okay.
So 2 days after the arrest, he was honored with the Good Guys Award from the Dallas-Fort Worth Sports Writers Group.
What a good guy.
That's fantastic. And then they're probably the same people that gave Warren Moon Man of the Year, and then he beat the shit out of his wife 3 months later. So it's probably the same people. So the good guy award. Right. He's a fine gentleman here. While accepting the award,
yeah,
he got arrested for this 2 days ago, so he couldn't just not say anything about it. So he admitted he did it. And while he's accepting the good guy award, he's like, I did solicit a prostitute.
Yeah.
That wasn't so good.
He was a good guy. He was, ironically, also a good guy.
He's also a good guy. He's a good fella. That must be what they're talking about.
Can we give him one of these awards,
He's a good
too?
Guy. He's a good guy. Here you go, guy. That's nice.
He will blow another dude. Great dude.
That's a good guy. It's a good guy, this guy. He'll blow you. He'll blow you fine. So he admits his guilt and says how ashamed he is, which turns out to probably be the strangest good guy award acceptance speech in the history of the good guy award, is talking about your arrest and solicitation of prostitution.
Being a bad guy.
Being a bad guy. In 87, he incited a fucking riot on the field in 1987.
Really?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, a big bench clearing riot after he punched Cleveland manager,
really?
Pat Corrales. And so he's a 45-year-old guy. Dave Stewart's 29. He punched the guy.
He walked over to their dugout and punched him?
I guess he was out and they were arguing and he punched the guy. And this obviously incited a riot with Cleveland. And Dave said that he has no regrets for punching the manager. He said, quote, he cussed me. He's a sissy and a coward. I'll be picking him up at 6th Street and whatever tonight around this. We'll see how much of a sissy he really is.
That's some 1800s words.
Yeah, he's a sissy and a coward. Where I think the guy probably
me.
I think the guy probably said, hey, where's Lucille?
Right.
That's next thing you know, he was fucking eating infield dirt after that shit. So Dave goes on here to have quite the career. Weirdly enough, he only was an all-star once in that whole run.
Really?
Isn't that strange?
Did he ever win the Cy Young?
No. Oddly
what?
Enough, he was right there all the time.
He was great all the time.
That's what's weird. In 87, he is third in Cy Young voting because he led the league in a lot of shit. He had a 3.68 ERA. Mm-hmm. Next year, he is fourth in MVP Cy Young voting. So that's third and fourth. He had a 3.23 ERA. The next year, he's second in Cy Young award winning voting, and he's an all-star. That was his all-star year. And then the next year, he's third in Cy Young award. So he's top three 4 years in a row, but never wins it.
That's brutal.
Which is fucking crazy.
That's gotta hurt.
That's so crazy that if there was like an era Cy Young award, like a 5 year period Cy Young award, he's the fucking winner hands down.
How do you as the NL side or AL side not take the fucking at least second best pitcher to be an all-star also?
It's very strange. I don't know. 89 is his only all-star season. I don't understand why.
Don't they put more than one pitcher on that?
Yeah, there's like a whole shitload of them. Yeah.
How the fuck does he not make it?
I don't know how he doesn't get chosen when he's third in Cy Young voting. So he's at least the third best starting pitcher in all of baseball or in all of the National American League.
Unbelievable.
So why not? But this is Oakland wins a couple World Series through this time period. They lose to the Dodgers there in 88. Then I believe, didn't they win in 89? In the 90, they lost to the Reds.
Okay.
For 89, they won because that was against San Francisco, the earthquake game. And then 90, they got swept by the Reds with the Jose Rijo fucking lights out and shit.
Everybody was good on that team.
And 90 A's, he had a 2.56 ERA. He had 4 straight years of 20 wins.
Really?
Dave Stewart. 4 straight years of 20 wins and top 3 in Cy Young award winning voting.
Never won it.
That's fucking amazing. As I said, if there was a 4-year Cy Young award, it's his.
He won
84 games in fucking 4 years and had an amazing ERA too. The 90, he was 22-11 with a 2.56 ERA.
Unbelievable.
Nasty. And he was third in Cy Young award voting. So I don't know if this was all Lucille.
It had to be
based,
right?
Or what?
They're like, we can't have that guy as the face of pitchers.
Yeah, we can't have him there.
No,
but he wins there. Then he gets traded to. He ends up going to Toronto for the '93 season,
right,
where they won their second World Series there as well. Because then '92 was Toronto, '93 Toronto. He's a big part of that team as well. He had a 4.44 ERA, but he knew how to win. Yeah. You know, he's one of those guys. And then '94, he goes. He has a 5.87 ERA.
Uh-oh.
That's when it fell apart here. And he's 37 years old. I mean, you know,
you should be.
You're 37. Right. Yeah, he's 7-8 with a 5. You look at his ERA from 35 to 37. His ERA goes 3.66, 4.44, 5.87.
Ouch.
And then the next year, 6.89.
Oh no!
Bang, 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 bang. Just falling.
Extra run every year.
Extra run every fucking single year. Not great. You could say there. So he has plays for 2 years in Toronto, and then in 95 he'll come back to Oakland to play his last season and retire there. Yeah, that's a 6.89 ERA. He was 3-7.
My God, he played for 13 years.
He played a long time. 16 years, actually. Yeah, from 78.
Lord.
Now, February 21st, 94, when he was still playing with the Blue Jays here, he's out partying.
In Toronto?
He's out celebrating. Yeah, it's his 34th birthday.
Okay.
So he's out partying, having a good time. And he's hanging out with, well, we know at least Todd Stottlemyre was there.
Yeah.
Todd Stottlemyre, whose father was Mel Stottlemyre, the pitching coach.
He's kind of a scumbag.
Todd's one of those tragic figures that I remember he signed like a $32 million deal, 4-year deal, and then blew his fucking shoulder out and was just toast for the rest of his career. And he was one of those guys that tried real hard and just couldn't be not injured. He just kept being injured.
He played here for a while, right?
Yeah, Diamondbacks. Yeah. That was where he was injured all the time, was here. He just sat here fucking wanting to play and not being able to play.
Who cares? You're rich, Todd.
That's it. Well, his dad was the Yankee pitching coach forever there. So they're at a nightclub this night, and apparently there is an argument outside of a nightclub involving Dave and Todd and some other people and just some general fuckery. It's the middle of the night when dumb things happen. It's a nightclub called Masquerades here, which right away, that's a terrible nightclub name. So officers notice this, and they intervene in this. When they finally get to the middle of it, it is Todd Stottlemyre, Dave Stewart, and the manager of the nightclub are arguing. Okay.
Yeah.
They're arguing over the fact that Dave, they haven't even been inside yet.
Really?
Okay. Haven't even been inside yet. This is. They didn't go in and get shit-faced and get in an argument with the manager. They haven't even been in yet.
They're sober.
Coming up to the door. Yeah. Well, we don't know about
probably
that.
Probably not.
But
pre-gamed somewhere.
Yeah. Apparently, Dave Stewart refused to pay cover charge for the people in it. There was four people.
Yeah.
It was Dave and Todd and two other people. He refused to pay the cover charge.
So
I'm not fucking paying this cover charge.
It's me and Todd.
Yeah. We're on the team, and it's my birthday. Go fuck yourself,
We're going to win.
So, yeah. He refused also. They were going to let him in anyway,
because
they're like, all right, they're famous. This can only help business, basically.
Right.
So they're going to let him in. But he then refused to wear the bracelet that you're required to wear when you enter the club. Everybody that goes into the club has put a bracelet on that shows that you've shown ID and you can be served alcohol.
How about you know who I am? I'm not putting your
Dave Stewart.
Your paper bracelet
on. I'm clearly not 19.
Right.
I'm a 34-year-old man who looks mean as fuck.
I'm wearing a World Series ring.
Yeah, I have several, as a matter of fact.
How's that for a fucking ring around a portion of my body?
And he's had like 8 shoulder surgeries, Todd Stottlemyre, so he's obviously older. So clearly they're not, but still, the policy is you got to wear the fucking bracelet.
I get it.
That shows that you didn't sneak in, and that way the bouncers don't come and tackle you and drag you the fuck outside. It's basically that simple, because I've worked in a place like this. You don't know everybody that's coming in. So if you see a guy without a bracelet, you go jack that motherfucker up and you go, you didn't pay the cover charge. And you throw him out. So to try and avoid that, you have to wear this bracelet. So he refused to wear the bracelet. So it's like Kramer. I will not wear the ribbon. So
great. Don't come in.
So apparently Stottlemyre pushes one of the cops during the scuffle.
That.
Not okay. Mm-hmm. There's an argument. He pushes one of the cops, and then Jesus Christ. So that cop grabs up Todd Stottlemyre. One of the other cops grabs Todd Stottlemyre from behind. They start cuffing him and taking him to the car. While they're doing that, Dave Stewart comes over and just starts throwing fucking punches at these cops.
Oh no.
You cannot do that.
That'll get you shot.
Oh, he comes over, starts fucking throwing wild punches at him, okay? So, according to the police officer here, quote, Stewart became extremely angry and without warning punched Officer Scott McLean in the face, causing cuts and bruises.
Wow, he hit him hard.
He came over and fucking clocked his ass for taking a guy to jail who pushed a cop.
Right.
Either way, you're not right in that situation.
You're out of your mind
now. If there's a physical confrontation with cops, you're always wrong.
Right.
They're never going to be like, well, they had it coming. You should have punched him. They're just never wrong.
A cop is never going to take a step back and go, I deserved that.
You know what? That was a good shot you just gave me, and I kind of deserved that. I apologize. Tell you what, let's make a fresh start.
I was being a dick right there.
That's never fucking happened. Lieutenant Scott Cunningham of the Tampa Police said both pitchers here, they're charged with battery on a law enforcement officer.
Oh my God, it's Florida.
Not good. Yeah. And resisting arrest.
Uh-huh.
Dave Stewart faces an additional charge. It's spring training. It's
right.
February.
Yeah.
He faces an additional charge of disorderly conduct. And the officer was taken to the hospital, was also treated for a concussion as well.
Wow.
He clocked this fucking guy.
He rocked him.
Yeah, the guy didn't see it coming either. Apparently, they were taking Todd.
Yeah.
He just ran over and from the side and fucking nailed the guy.
Unbelievable.
What did he think? That then him and Todd were going to run away with Todd, have his hands cuffed behind his back? Come on, Todd, let's go. Okay. You think think the clubhouse manager will have a key for these? What the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah.
You're not getting away. A minute ago, you were like, I'm Dave Stewart. What do you think the fuck?
Don't worry. You can get him underneath your feet and then hold him over a rock, and I'll throw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball at him and break the chain.
They'll break the chain.
Done.
We can do it. Perfect.
Billy the Kid.
That's their fucking plan.
Unbelievable.
Man. Unbelievable. So, So Dave altogether here, he retires. He is an all-star in 89, three-time World Series champion, 81 uh-huh. with the Dodgers, 89 with the A's, and 83 with the Blue Jays.
Unbelievable.
Three different teams. That's pretty remarkable. Not a lot of guys have
As
won series. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of guys have won series with three different teams.
Right.
That's weird. Also World Series MVP in 89.
That's amazing.
Pretty impressive. He was twice the American League Championship Series MVP, 90 and a 93.
Mm.
So even when he was older with the Blue Jays, that's why they got him.
Yeah.
He can have a 4.5 ERA all year, but in the ALCS, he knows how to pitch.
Right.
That's why they got him. He won the Roberto Clemente Award in 1990 for being
that?
A hell of a fine guy.
Yeah.
That's like the good guy award.
Right.
He's the AL wins leader in 87. 1990, he pitched a no-hitter.
Wow.
Pretty impressive. And then, as we'll talk about, he is inducted into the Oakland Athletics Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah.
And after retirement, he served as assistant to Sandy Alderson, who was the general manager of the A's. Okay. So he was assistant GM. In 87, he went to do the same thing for the Padres. And then in 98, he agreed to be the Padres pitching coach there. He wanted to be a GM eventually, but he didn't. He ends up having a personal conflict with him and the team president, Larry Lucchino, who's that asshole who said bad things about Wiggins after he died.
He is.
He's the same asshole.
What the fuck?
Silver-haired, middle-aged fucking cuntwad.
He probably had jokes for him, like, make sure there's no balls today.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
You gonna throw strikes? Make sure there's no balls, Dave.
Ooh, Dave. You can tell Dave, I don't know why Dave's a pitcher. He likes bats, clearly. Clearly likes a little something extra. Oh, man.
Boy, oh, boy.
So he ended up helping the team get to the World Series there in 98 and then gets stomped by the Yankees in the World Series. So several of the pitchers credited Stewart directly with the improvement of the pitching staff. And he also was running the Latin American scouting department also there. He ends up leaving after that season and goes. Interviews for a couple GM jobs. He ends up. He said that this is really weird. He was a finalist to replace Frank Wren in Florida to be the Marlins GM, but his concern about the high crime rate in South Florida led him to turn down the position.
He was scared.
What the fuck does he care? You're Dave Stewart. Crime is afraid of you. Just look at your face. Who's robbing him?
Remember when you punched cops, bro?
Give me your money. He'd look at you and they'd be like, never mind. I'm good, actually.
You punch cops and you get blowies from transvestite hookers. You're going to be all right.
And then talk about it with a straight face in front of a room full of reporters.
South Florida's scared of you.
That's what I'm saying here. So finally, he ends up he gets a job with the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays fired their pitching coach in 2000. He ends up being a pitching coach. And then he ends up, he resigned. He was assistant to he wanted to be the general manager, and they hired somebody else. So he was pitching coach and assistant GM, and he resigned. mind from that. And he was outspoken, he said that the fact that he felt minorities were being discriminated against in front offices, he said that's why. And he thought the decision by team president Paul Godfrey was racist.
Yeah.
He said, quote, "I think the whole process is a waste of time," which honestly, that's true, because I mean, they'll give minority managers positions because you can see them in the dugout.
Right.
But
it's the face of the team.
You can see that guy. Right. So it makes them look like, oh, look, we're not racist. But then the front office, where no one can see anybody, who are you hiring there?
All fat white men.
That's what I mean. Right. Who are you hiring there? So that's why not players? Yeah. So they do here. He ends up being a pitching coach here. And he resigns from the Brewers, being a pitching coach for the Brewers. Here, he ends up being a pitching coach for the U.S. national team in the Olympic qualifying tournament.
Oh, that's awesome.
He started a sports agency at this point called Sports Management Partners. And his first deal was Eric Chavez was one of his clients, ex-third baseman for the A's. Was a very big guy. He negotiated a six-year, $66 million contract extension there, which is huge, because Chavez hit like .210 for the rest of his career. Not too shabby. He made a fuckload of money. And he also negotiated contracts for Matt Kemp, who was a big star, and Chad Billingsley as well. And finally, on September 25th, 2014, the Diamondbacks, Arizona Diamondbacks, hired him to be their general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he's been trying to be a GM for 10 years, replacing Kevin Towers, who was his former GM in San Diego, who he worked under. He reported to Tony La Russa, who was his former manager, who loved him. I mean, Christ, the guy's fucking nails. He transferred his management company to Dave Henderson.
No kidding.
Yes, who, while he was the Diamondbacks GM, he gave Dave Henderson put him in charge of running the management company.
Oh, yeah.
Henderson, by the way, hit that home run off Donnie Moore in '86 that made him kill himself. So Henderson will hit the ball so far, you'll kill yourself over it. Donnie Moore is a perfect example of a good bonus episode.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Crazy fucking story. So, the problem is 2015, the Diamondbacks agreed to a six-year contract with Zach Greinke.
Yep.
Worth $206 million, and it was the highest paid contract in the year at the time. And
he's pissed.
Well, he said of the contract, "It would be franchise changing for us if everything goes well." Our problem is it did not go well at all. No, 2016, both Stewart and manager Chip Hale were fired by the Diamondbacks. Yeah. In 2020, though, this year, if they ever get to play, he will have his number 34 jersey retired by the A's.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
Great.
Pretty neat. And over the course of his career, he made, from what I can see, about $19,900,000.
That's not bad.
About $20
million. Should have made more.
Problem was he was old when the money got big.
Right.
He made like 91 was his first year making over $1 million a year.
Really?
He made $3 million, $3 million, $4 million, $4 million. So that was
the last 5 years. That's when he made his money.
Yeah. When he was making,
thank God for that.
When he was crushing, he was making $600,000 a year.
That's how you get confusing blowies.
That's
when
you don't have
a lot of money.
Yeah, in 85, he made $505,000, though.
I'll bet you in 91
that
to 94.
That buys you a prostitute that does not have a penis.
Right.
That's the only thing.
91 to 94, he bought silent and...
Yeah, escorts.
Very well-equipped escorts.
Yeah, ones that came to him.
Right.
There were
no hookers.
No.
They were escorts.
No, yeah, they were... These are fine ladies.
Right.
These are ladies who, they could be running a company, could be a CFO of a company. They like the hours better.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
You know, it pays a little better.
A
little more rewarding.
Some of those escorts, man, those girls have
crush.
Fucking business acumen, too. Like, they set themselves up. It is a business.
Yeah.
And they're not just like, well, I'm I want to stick some junk in my arm today.
No.
So I'm going to go blow a guy.
There are girls with priorities.
Yeah. They're doing this for 3 years, and then I'm going to retire, and I have this business I'm opening. I'm going to open a gym. They're like, have this whole thing, these like high level escorts, because to be a high level escort you have to be like sort of well educated and all the things that normally people who fuck for money aren't. That's why you have to pay
extra.
Usually
it's the last resort.
Yeah.
These women are using it as a boost towards
where they want to go.
Career.
Exactly. So
good for you, ladies.
Good for you. And if that's not what you're doing, I feel bad.
Yeah.
If you're doing it because you have to, that's horrible.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
No one should
have to suck dick.
No.
Ever.
No. know.
Have to. It's bad.
They should get to.
Yeah, you should. Well, they should want to. They should go, I got to suck some dick. Isn't that fantastic? Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
I got to suck clean dicks for great money. Yeah. That's the, I don't want to say those words.
That's everybody isolate that. That's a good sound
use
bite.
That as your ringtone.
Think about this, though. Think about if you're Lucille.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's tough love.
Okay. Yeah. If you're Lucille, you're walking around, dick tucked up under you.
Boy.
Trying to pass and trying to, or not, just whatever people want.
Trying to pass as bait at minimum.
But you're fucking, the dicks you're sucking are not great dicks to suck around there, I'm going to say. You're in a shit area.
Very rare you're getting a Dave Stewart dick.
Very rare you're going to get a Major League Baseball dick who's going to come up. He probably smells like cologne.
Right.
Instead of fucking onion balls.
Cologne and soap.
Yeah. Right. And then he looks down, he says, you're the best, Al. Come on. You're the best, Elson.
You're the best, Tyler.
His name is Elson. Yeah. L. Ah, you're the best, L.
Oh, boy.
What if he said that to
him? Oh, boy.
That would be fucking beautiful.
That's brutal.
That would be brutal. So, Dave Stewart, as we can see.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? The two things he did are well worth talking about.
Sure.
He fucking punched a cop he sucker punched a cop for trying to arrest somebody.
He gave a cop a concussion.
A concussion, James. And did this. Nobody knows this about Dave Stewart and the Lucille incident.
Right.
It's stuff that we couldn't just never talk about,
right.
But it's not 2 hours worth of something. We couldn't talk about all his baseball stuff and then just have two little crimes like that. That's not going to work.
It's two fun crimes.
It's too fun. That's why I said that. It must be discussed. Lucille must be talked about. What about poor Lucille? Her memory's been lost and forgotten, damn it. Resurrect Lucille.
She likely is not doing well today.
No, I would say Lucille.
She was in Skid Row, L.A. in 85.
She was sucking dick on Skid Row.
Yeah.
I'm going to say things are not going well now at all for
Lucille. I doubt she turned it around and is living on a houseboat on a fucking desert island somewhere.
Lucille's actually vice president of the San Diego Padres now, shockingly enough. Very weird.
She has replaced Dave Stewart.
She's replaced
at the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, they fired Dave Stewart. He's like, again! It's fucking Lucille.
Lucille would probably be
She got a dick, you know. Not anymore.
We paid Granky too much. We've got to hire Lucille.
She don't have a dick no more? She was pretty. Ask her how much.
Not bad.
I said the first 30 seconds of that motherfucker were pretty goddamn good. I was pissed when they knocked on the window.
Yeah.
Not because I was going to jail, because I was like, yo, I was getting my groove on. This is a good blowjob.
I lost. It's soft again.
That's a bad. Because a blowjob is a wonderful thing to.
It's amazing.
And then, like, the difference between that and sir with a police badge on. You can't get two more different feelings than that. I mean, that's your body just doesn't know what to do.
That makes your forehead hot.
Yeah. I'm surprised you just don't have an aneurysm and die right there. But that's Dave Stewart and his fun career, everybody. Hope you enjoyed. There'll be plenty more bonus episodes. There'll be another Small Town Murder bonus episode on Friday and everything like that. And we'll release more crime and sports bonuses here very, very soon. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And thank you for your Patreon money.
Bye.